Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning, good day to you on this Olympics Saturday, first time in 112 years. Yes, golf is back in the Olympics and the opening ceremonies. Ricky Fowler was taking it all in, a one of over 500 in the U.S. contingent of Olympic hopefuls, athletes from the U.S. taking in those opening ceremonies last night. It was interesting seeing the mass of possible Olympians walking along with the golf superstars, just another person hoping to medal in the group. The rest of the U.S. golfing contingent, Bubba Watson, Patrick Reed, and Matt Kuchar, leave for Rio after the Travelers Championship, and the start of the Olympic stroke play is coming up this coming week. Seems like a very short turnaround. We're going to check in with PGA Tour golf writer and equipment editor Jonathan Wall. He's at the Travelers. But first, we need to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Hoi Pu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Hoi Pu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. The Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant, beautiful juicy steak, excellent seared futukake ahi, excellent wine selection by the bottle or the glass. Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant, with a beautiful view from the 36th floor of the Ala Moana Hotel, valet parking, and Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. By Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, and Aim Point Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Liliha Bakery, Danielle's favorite. Always perfect breakfast, lunch, and or dinner is Liliha Bakery. At the counter or at a table, feel at home with friends. Great food and a delight from the bakery to take home. Like old times at Liliha Bakery. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, Raynor Doors. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing.
And Jonathan Wall, golf writer, equipment editor, PGA Tour, is coming into the clubhouse, joining us. We've got a flash flood watch in effect for Sunday and Monday. High surf advisory for the east-facing shores. It'll be a partly sunny day today. Breezy conditions and scattered showers are possible. Isolated showers more on the leeward side. So if you're going to go play golf today and you've got a tee time at Poipu Bay, 8:40, 9:30, or 11:20, it'd be best to do it on the leeward side of the island. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jonathan.
Hey, thanks, Danielle.
It's good to have you. Must feel like another interesting weekend at Travelers Championship. I mentioned, you know, Hawaii's got the flash flood watch up for Sunday and Monday. You guys are out going early as well as in threesomes off split tees. What's it like?
Yeah, you know, actually, it's not been too bad today. I think they're going to get everything in before the weather. You know, they were talking about storms since the beginning of the week for Saturday. So I think everybody was just proactive today, sending all the players off between 7 and 9 and threesomes off split tees just to try and get it all in if there was any weather in the, you know, late afternoon. And it looks like it's going to work out perfectly. Just a little bit of cloud cover, cool breeze. It has been a great day out here at TPC River Highlands.
Excellent. It's fantastic watching Brooks Koepka. I'm following Jonathan Wall on his Twitter feed, Jonathan R. Wall, on Twitter. And what Jonathan does is he's been providing us updates during the round of Brooks Koepka and what he's doing on the golf course. Pretty phenomenal play for a guy with a sore ankle.
It really is. You know, I think a lot of people weren't quite sure how Brooks was going to play. You know, he talked a little bit about it when I was at the PGA at Baltusrol, just, you know, how it was still a little bit sore. And kind of as the week went on, I think he felt a little bit of it and was surprised that he decided to tee it up this week. But, you know, he says it's a little bit easier to kind of deal with it when he's playing well. And he shot 64 today, including a 30 on the back nine. So he he's moving along, said he's rehabbing it, and you know, he's in the five spot now in the Ryder Cup standing, so a really good week for him here would definitely solidify his spot. So, you know, just one of many guys right now that are up there near the top of the leaderboard. It's pretty bunched.
Yeah, it is pretty bunched. Amazing leaderboard starting off the day with, looked like 10 or 12 guys within one shot of the top or at the top. And Brooks Koepka, one of the things that he really wanted to do was make that Ryder Cup team. He wasn't guaranteed until Baltusrol when he really moved up in the standings. It's great to see a guy who wants something so bad that he's able to work through the ankle injury. Does he potentially hurt himself, though?
You know, that's a great question. He did say he's really been working hard on his rehab every single day. You know, he said he gets off the golf course, and that's really the first thing that he does is make sure that he spends a lot of time on the ankle, and I think we're seeing the benefits. You know, he did talk a little bit about how he's not really able to fully roll over to, you know, to the one side of his body on his follow through. But you know, it does. It feels like as you watch him, he seems to be getting stronger and stronger, and it looks like that rehab is definitely paying off.
Awesome. Now the power threesome heading to Rio: Bubba Watson, Patrick Reed, Matt Kuchar, all ready, of course, as I mentioned at the top, that Ricky Fowler is there immersed. Ricky's got an advantage. I was thinking about finishing Travelers, jetting to Rio, getting set up, completely different country, kind of a madhouse with all those athletes in town, getting comfortable and then preparing to play. Do they have advanced teams going in for them?
You know, that's a great question. I think they do. I think they've got some guys that are going down there, you know, just to kind of take a look at things. But look, it's not the same as the golfer being able to really see the golf course for the first time and to be, you know, having the opportunity to play it. So, no, I agree. I think the guys that did get down there, we've seen some photos. Obviously, Ricky's down there. Bernd Wiesberger is down there for Austria. You know, some of these guys decided to go down and take in the opening ceremonies and then also, you know, get an early look at the golf course. And why not? You know, it's a great opportunity to take in Rio in the Olympics, but also do some early preparation. So, you know, they're going to take a plane down there right after the final round and get going. But, you know, Bubba especially said, look, especially for him being the defending champion, you know, they're trying to win a golf tournament. And, you know, none of the trio is really right up there near the top right now. So I think it might make things a little bit easier for them tomorrow. But I do. I think they're maybe at a little bit of a disadvantage because they won't get to see the golf course as much as some of the players that are already down there.
Yeah, I'd want to get settled in. I'd want to know where I'm staying. I want to get over to the golf course. I'd want to just, you know, immerse myself and get rid of the shock and awe of being there so that I could then concentrate on what I've got to do. A lot of these athletes down there, the soccer, for instance, football, they've been there and already playing. They're already competing. The opening ceremonies was sort of a break in all of the excitement and the competition that's going on. I think somebody in marksmanship won the first U.S. gold medal already. I mean, opening ceremonies and then bam, everything starts in earnest and things are really, really cooking. Somebody dropped a bomb this past week in the world of golf, and it was Nike pulling out of the club ball and clubs and ball, just equipment, just deciding to just not do it anymore. There were some people who said, I'm not really surprised. It seemed like, I don't know, Jonathan Wall, PGA Tour, golf writer, equipment editor. Were you at all surprised?
I was shocked, Danielle. You know, I was in the media center on Wednesday here at TPC River Highlands, and I was just finishing up a story and getting ready to pack up and receive the text message, and I was stunned, you know, and I think everybody was. You know, I spoke to Brooks Koepka, spoke to Russell Henley, Patrick Rogers, a lot of these Nike athletes in the field this week, and you know, they said that they were floored. You know, they heard all at the same time on Wednesday night from their agents that Nike would no longer be producing hard goods. So we're talking, as you mentioned, the clubs, the balls, and also golf bags. And so it's a big surprise. You know, Nike's only been in the golf club business since 2002. And prior to that, they, you know, established Nike Golf in 98 and started designing golf balls. So they are still a relatively new company as far as when you look at, you know, Titleist and Ping and TaylorMade. You know, they haven't been around for that long, and so it comes as a bit of a shock that they decided to pull out and so abruptly. You know, they did it on a Wednesday towards the end of the season, right before the playoffs. And I think guys, you know, again, just talking to the players, they're not quite sure what's going on. You know, they did confirm that they are going to be wearing Nike apparel and wearing footwear going forward, but they're not quite sure when Nike's going to give them the green light to start looking for a new club manufacturer to sign on with. So, I think there's a lot of uncertainty. Patrick Rogers, I think, summed it up best. He said he's going to play this week, concentrate on his game, and then, you know, meet up with his agent, his swing coach, and the rest of his team and try and figure things out. And I think that's what a lot of guys are doing. I have heard that the Nike Tour truck, the truck that's out every week servicing the players, clubs, you know, anything that they need from the equipment side, it's going to be in use through the Tour Championship. But beyond the Tour Championship, they will not have a truck. So it's one of those things where, you know, if you wanted to play your Nike clubs beyond the Tour Championship, you're kind of going to be left in a lurch because you're not going to have anybody out there on the range at a tournament from Nike to be able to service your club. So, it puts them in a very precarious position. And, you know, they're not only the guys just here, but also the big names that I think everybody's talking about, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy.
Talk about cutting the umbilical cord. I mean, whack. Not only will you no longer be using Nike, you know, for the rest of the season, it's amazing to me. And what I find even more surprising, I mean, Brooks Koepka just switched over from Titleist to Nike. Russell Henley, Tony Finau, Patrick Rogers all play. Why do you think Nike signed 14 players, including Koepka and Finau, to a contract this year?
You know, I quite honestly, I think that this was a decision that was made very recently. I don't think this is something that's been in the works for a while. You know, if you look at the fiscal year for Nike Golf that ended in May, they reported sales at $706 million. You know, that's 8.2% decline from the previous year. And you go back to 2013 and 2014, and they were almost tipping $800 million. So this is a very abrupt drop for them in sales. And I think they just kind of realized that, look, Nike Golf is the least successful business arm of Nike. And they just kind of wanted to stop the bleeding. What shocks me is that they did it so quickly, because I know that the folks over at The Oven, you know, this is the part that I feel like really gets lost in all of this, a lot of really good people lost jobs.
Yes.
You know, and that is the most unfortunate part, because the R&D facility in Fort Worth, you know, all those people are looking for jobs now. But, you know, they were working on clubs. They've been working on the new line that was going to be coming out for 2017. It's probably been done for a year now. They were already working on 2018 and 2019. So, you know, this is one of the things that you just feel terrible for, is the people that lost their jobs. I mean, I saw a Nike prototype wedge out here this week at the Travelers that Nike was having players test. So that tells you something, that, look, they were kind of playing it as business as usual. I really don't think anybody knew what was going on, with the exception of the higher-ups at Nike.
Well, and that, you know, when you just said that about the equipment truck, the Nike truck, not being at the tournaments any longer after the Tour Championship, and it being a sudden decision, that means there wasn't even any talk in the back rooms. You know, usually employees kind of get an inkling of what's coming. So this was not just a shock to the players, but a complete upheaval of people who depend on their livelihood. Do they get absorbed into other Nike areas, or are they there on their own, fending for themselves, looking for other equipment jobs?
I think the latter. I think they're on their own looking for other jobs. You know, this is part of the business, you know, and it is a business. And, you know, sometimes things don't work out and you end up losing your job. And unfortunately, this was on a mass scale. It wasn't just a couple of people. And I think that's why it just sent shockwaves, not only just through the equipment industry, but also through the sports world. You know, because, again, Nike is such a global brand. The fact that they just kind of pulled the plug on something that they invested a lot of money and time into so quickly, I think that's what's taking everybody by surprise.
Well, Nike leaving the golf industry, TaylorMade's up for sale, Golfsmith is considering bankruptcy. I mean, this is some powerful correction going on in this golf business.
Exactly, and I think you said a key word there, which is correction. You know, I think this is very much similar to when the stock markets kind of correct themselves. You know, this happens from time to time, unfortunately. You know, the industry gets to be so big We had just a total saturation of equipment within the industry, you know, companies bringing out 3 and 4 different driver models. And look, you know, people were buying the clubs, and I think that's what they realized is, look, this is kind of the golden era for equipment because everybody's buying new stuff. We keep bringing out multiple driver models in a year, multiple iron models. You know, it's just so good. And I think we reached that point where the consumer started to say, look, you know, I don't want to buy a driver and then have a new one come out 6 months later. You know, does that make mine obsolete? And I think that really frustrated the consumer to the point where I think they fought back with their wallets and just not spending. And I think Nike started to feel that because, you know, look, the sales numbers that you see, when you go from roughly, you know, $800 million down to about $700 million in about 3 years, you know, you can tell that something is definitely wrong. And, you know, with the writing on the wall, you know, I think now we're starting to see from other companies, as you mentioned, you know, Adidas is trying to sell TaylorMade. You mentioned Golfsmith. So it is. It's a very interesting time right now in the golf industry, especially when it comes to equipment. But I think, you know, the industry will correct itself, and I think we'll be better for it in the long run.
And yet we have the boutique clubs doing so well. And Parson, you know, PXG comes out. Question to you, what do you think, let's say Tiger Woods or Rory McIlroy or Brooks Koepka, any one of the guys, Tony Finau, will they go to Titleist? Let's stick with Tiger Woods on this one. Titleist or PXG?
You know, Tiger's one of those guys, I feel like he's probably the biggest wild card in all of this, Danielle, only because we haven't seen him play golf in a year. You know, and I think that's what a lot of these companies are trying to figure out is he healthy enough to play? Is he going to play next year? You know, that is just it's so much up in the air. I think that really, you know, kind of puts his valuation on hold and maybe where he goes and signs with, you know, a lot of people kind of speculate that, you know, maybe Titleist is going to be in the mix. Also, you have to remember that he used to set a Mizuno irons going back to the 97 Masters. So, you know, there are a bunch of places. You know, obviously PXG is kind of the sexy name out there right now because it is owned by Bob Parsons, who's the founder of GoDaddy. You know, he's a billionaire. He's got a lot of money. But people need to realize Bob Parsons is a very shrewd businessman. He doesn't just throw money around all willy-nilly. Yes, his clubs are expensive, but he invested a lot of money in those designs and bringing in the right people to create those golf clubs. So I don't think he's going to just go out and spend for players because he wants to see a return on investment. And, you know, yes, Tiger Woods is a big name, but if he's not playing, I think that really takes away from being able to have the visibility of having Tiger out there playing the golf clubs. So he's probably the one guy that I would say is just, again, a complete wild card right now until we really see what his status is.
So do you see these guys maybe playing Mizuno, Miura, irons, Titleist, driver, Vokey wedges, you know, a mix in the bag?
You know, I do. I think that the blueprint that a lot of players, and we're talking more of the high-profile names, maybe like a Rory McIlroy or a Brooks Koepka, is to do something similar to what Jordan Spieth is doing right now, which is he has a non-golf sponsor in AT&T on his golf bag. He's sponsored by Under Armour with his apparel, and then he plays Titleist Club. I think this is very much what you'll see because guys are going to need to start getting creative. You know, the days, and I mentioned this on Twitter, the days of doing a you know, package deal like they did with Nike, where you would get your apparel, your clubs, you know, all of that under one roof. You know, those days are gone. I mean, even when it comes to like TaylorMade and Adidas, yes, but, you know, they're in such a tenuous spot right now because you don't really know what the future holds for TaylorMade. So it's difficult for them to go get a package deal. And I think guys, again, are going to get creative. They're going to go out and try and look to see what they can get and, you know, how much money. They're going to try and maximize, you know, their name and their brand. But again, they're just not going to be able to do it by just going to one place. They're going to have to go to 3 or 4.
That fabulous, fabulous. Jonathan Wall, golf writer, equipment editor, PGA Tour. Thanks so much for taking time out of your very busy week with everything going on at Travelers Championship you're covering, and then Nike and the Olympics. You're the best, Jonathan. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks again for having me on, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk with Jason Dygert. Golf Tech's got a special Crush It going on. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The Signature Prime Steak and Seafood.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, Raynor Doors, they're featuring their overhead roll-up door, the Aluma View. You got to check it out. This is an overhead roll-up door for your business, for your home garage, and these doors are going up in two fire stations, the Waiea building and the Anaha Tower. They're all using Raynor commercial grade aluminum with glass doors to provide strength and beauty on their high-end residential condos or on your home. Many homes are using the strong, long-lasting Raynor aluminum with glass, and they're offered in custom colors and styles. Get in touch with Raynor Doors. All right, we went to the Olympics a little bit because, of course, they're still playing at Travelers Championship. Ricky Fowler is down in Rio taking in the sights and the sounds, and many other golfers from around the world of the tours, the LPGA, of course, the PGA Tour, the European Tour, the LET, that's the Ladies European Tour. All of these people are there. We talk about them all the time. We focus on the professional tours. The Symetra Tour, the Road to the LPGA, Web.com Tour. All of these guys, all of these women, they have a lot of, well, I don't know how to put it, a technology at their fingertips, not just clubs, not just equipment, but the technology of making your body into a golfing machine. And for the next 2 weeks, golfers from around the world who you wouldn't even think of having a golf course, countries where you don't think golf is happening that much, they're all competing against Ricky Fowler, probably something they never thought they'd be able to do. Here, Ricky, Matt Kuchar, Bubba Watson, Mr. Creativity, all these guys are there. You know, Patrick Reed. So I was thinking of the Olympic training in all the other sports. I mean, it's been a business for, 112 years or more. And golf is just back in, the first time in 112 years, not since 1904. So, you know, the big tour golfers, do they have an advantage over the countries with these less sophisticated means or access to all of the things that the golfers in the United States, in Europe, in Asia, they have it. So I thought I should get in touch with Lance Gill. Lance Gill Performance, lgperformance.com, Titleist Performance Institute lead instructor, owner, and president of LG Performance in Oceanside, California. Welcome to the show, Lance. Oh, Lance is coming up. Aha. Okay, we're going to switch gears and get straight to Jason Dygert. Excellent. I wasn't sure that Jason was in. And welcome to the show. Jason Dygert is the Director of Instruction over at Golf Tech. Speaking of equipment opportunities and swing evaluations and fixing the swing and getting it honed to perfection so you can compete on an Olympic level, welcome to the show, Jason.
You know, I was thinking maybe I would come in as Lance and say, hey, yeah, thank you for that wonderful introduction, Dan. You know?
Mr. TPI. Not. You are the director of instruction at Golf Tech Hawaii, and you've got the Crush It sale going on this month at Golf Tech. So what is it's 20% off a swing evaluation?
No, we have, first off, thank you for having me on today. It's nice to talk with you and all this great stuff going on about golf. Our Crush It sale goes through the month of August, and we offer up to 20% off our game plan. And our game plans are basically what we put together for people from the swing evaluation. The swing evaluation is everyone's first, experience, I guess, with us, where they come in and we find out more about their game, how much they play and how much they practice. What are their golf goals? What's frustrating them about the game? And then we use our technology and our experienced coaches to help put together game plans to help people improve their game. So you can save up to 20% off those game plans, and it's a great time to get in, see what we're all about, and go about putting together a strategy for you to help play better golf.
You are going to offer a free swing evaluation to a caller who has a question for you.
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay. Bring it. So the number to call is 808-296-5467. This is a $125 value. We don't usually do call-ins with questions, so it'll be interesting to see if people who are usually driving to their tee time, pull over and call. Don't do that. All right. But let's talk about when I go into Golf Tech, and I'm looking forward to having a lesson with you, Jason Dygert, PGA Golf Tech Hawaii Center Manager and Director of Instruction. I'm looking forward to going in, and you have. It's like you get into, is it like a harness? Tell us what we can expect.
Yeah, it is a harness. We use motion measurement. So there's a electromagnetic sensor that you wear on your hips and your shoulders. And when we're swinging, we can capture a lot of information about what you're doing with your body. But in a sense, just body rotation. How much are you turning your hips and shoulders? How efficiently are you turning and bending and that way we can help a player understand how to use their body better in the golf swing, how to use big muscles. Ideally, if we can get a player, turning efficiently back and through in the golf swing and let the arms follow, they'll be a lot more successful and be able to repeat that motion a lot more easily. So the motion sensor is great. It's facts. It's what is going on with the player's golf swing. How can we make them do what they're doing easier, more consistently? And then we also use video feedback. We're an indoor training facility, so we have cameras set up so the player can actually see themselves while they're hitting golf balls from two different camera angles so that they can better understand what swing plane is all about and what sliding and swaying is about and kind of what their tendencies are. And then it's easier for them to practice in whatever they need to be working on, they can see it and make sure they're practicing it correctly.
Okay, you use the harness to get an idea of what the person is, what their body is doing in the swing itself, whether they're using their what it's called armsy or handsy. Is that what you're doing?
Yep. And then, so someone comes into us and says, I love the game, but I've got this 50-yard slice that comes out three or four times around, and I end up hitting three, four shots out of bounds, and my score is 10 strokes higher than it should be. And the slice is driving me nuts. And they've heard all the different things about how to fix it, but they're struggling to really do it consistently well. So once we get in on the camera and we can kind of see this is how much you're turning your hips and your shoulders, and this is the path that the club is going on, and unless we change this path of the club, then you're going to struggle hitting the slice. So once they can see that, then they can start getting that club in the proper position and develop the feel for what that feels like.
Excellent.
So that's usually an aha moment for people. In the swing evaluation, you're going to have an aha moment. Like, that is what's going on. And then we can say, this is what your body is doing. And if we can get you to turn your hips a little bit more or keep your head a little bit more still, it's going to help you be able to accomplish this, because most golfers don't know what to practice. So we help them narrow it down to one or two things that they can start practicing, and repetition.
Wonderful. And I think what you just said is really, really important. You've narrowed it down to one or two things. Maybe one thing, the big thing, or the thing that you think may give them the most success or feeling of progress, and then you work on maybe something else later once they've accomplished that one thing you've given them?
Ideally, yes. Really, you want to be, you want people to be focused in. You know, once they get a good setup, a good grip and ball position, everything is consistent, you want to make sure that what they're doing in sequence is helping them to hit the ball better. If they got something funny going on in the first half of their backswing that they have to compensate for, it's hard to be consistent with that. So ideally, we want them to, get the first half of the backswing right. Do enough repetition and develop that feel so that it becomes an unconscious part of your swing. You don't really have to think about it anymore. And then you want to progress. I mean, we're working as a swing coach, so we want to make sure that we keep things in sequence. We want to make sure that they're developing good habits. And you don't want 8 or 10 swing thoughts going on in the span of a second and a half. So we got to make sure that they're practicing the correct things and doing it enough so that it becomes an unconscious part of their swing, and they're not overloading their system with too many swing thoughts that tend to inhibit free swing.
Oh yeah, you can't be thinking. I was talking with somebody who had been speaking with someone on the tour who was having a problem, and I think it was Rory McIlroy, but I don't know for sure, that he was hoping to get his swing thoughts from 50 down to 12 and maybe down to 7 and then none. I mean, it's not just you and me, guys, that have this swing thought problem when you don't want to have to think when you're playing, and you only play good when you're not thinking. So you want to walk away from a lesson. And we're talking with Jason Dygert, PGA, Golf Tech Hawaii's Center Manager and Director of Instruction. You want to walk away and go play. You go play. It's Vision 54 talks about the think box and the play box. Do all your thinking away from the tee. Once you set up to the play box, you're not supposed to think anymore, because it ain't going to happen for you if you're sitting there trying to think about, do I have my hands held? Are they coming back right? You know, am I up at this top of this? Am I too far up? Am I on the side? Where am I coming down? All of that stuff isn't supposed to be in your mind. And so many of us have that in our mind the whole time we're playing. I think the only time it kind of goes away for me is when I'm on the green and I'm putting. And even then, it gets in the way. There are days when you just can't. Am I setting up right? You know, do I have my line right? It's just,
It's funny that you say that, because usually players have a part of their game that they're a little bit more confident with, and you can, when we're out doing playing lessons with our students, you can see that. You can see what parts of their game are easier, they're more confident with, and you try and get that kind of mindset in all aspects of the game. It's interesting that you say that, but
yep.
It's very true.
Yeah. And there was an instructor who was on not too long ago who said, I'll make your sand game easy. It's like, oh, really? and people get into the sand, it's like, oh, I've been punished by God. And it really isn't that difficult if you know some of the basics. And the fact that you just said you do playing lessons, you get outside of the structure, the Golf Tech Hawaii structure, which is really close to Ala Moana. Very great, convenient location, by the way. Jason Digert, PGA. You know that Jason is offering you a $125 swing evaluation at no charge if you call in with a question? We didn't even say you had to be on the radio. So many people are uncomfortable being on the radio. The number is 808-296-5467. Call in with your question or think about one, because maybe Jason will be back on to talk about that some more, and we'll continue this offer because it's a really good one. Jason Digert, PGA Golf Tech Hawaii Center Manager, Director of Instruction. This is the Crush It sale. 20% off? That's a huge number.
It is. Yeah, it's a great time to get started with us. It's kind of the middle of the golf season. People are kind of in their regular routines, and if at this point, if you're not getting better, then you're not practicing the right thing, it might be time to give us a call and come on down and see what we're all about. And especially for people that play a lot, and you're kind of struggling with a couple of those things that happen on the golf course that lead to blow up holes, things like that, get down to us and see what's going on and get back on track and make sure you're practicing the right things, and it helps.
I was about to give out your personal number when you said give us a call. I decided that probably wouldn't be in your best interest. What is the number at Golf Tech?
Golf Tech, we are 441-0105. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday, Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Excellent. Now, see, when it's raining, you're the perfect destination, aren't you?
It is. And I'll tell you, we're open late, weekdays, because a lot of people, in addition to our instruction, we also are a practice facility for our students. So they come in usually once or twice a week and get on the video monitor and get in, 50, 60 reps of the proper movement and trying to get that club on plane or whatever it may be. And it helps. That way you can get in there for 30 minutes or an hour and make sure that, and leave knowing that you've practiced the right thing and you're helping your brain and your body improve your game.
You have one of the top junior golfers coming down to your Golf Tech facility. She works out there. I can't remember her name, but I saw her the other day when I was dropping in at Golf Tech. And Golf Tech, you're on Waimanu Street, right behind Eva of Ala Moana Shopping Center. Has it been easy since they've changed it so that's one way and you can go both directions on that street?
Our address is 510 Piikoi, but you're actually going to enter our parking lot from Kona Street.
Kona Street.
And so Kona is a, or I'm sorry, Piikoi is a two-way, and you're right, you turn on the Eva side of Piikoi Street,
okay.
And Golf Tech is right there, yeah.
So, put it in your GPS, and you will find them.
Free parking.
And free parking. Jason Digert, PGA Golf Tech Hawaii. The number is 441-0105. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 8 and 9 to 6 on the weekends. 9 to 8 weekdays, 9 to 6 weekends. And if you want to practice, their proven path includes fact-based diagnosis, sequential lessons, video-based practice, advanced retention tools, and precision-matched clubs. Thanks, Jason, for being on the show.
Sounded good. Thank you, Danielle. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Wes Wailahua. He's the executive director of the Aloha Section PGA, and we are talking about golf. That is the Patriot Golf Month. That is coming up in September, but we're working our way up because there's lots of fun things to do to support Folds of Honor during the Patriot Golf Month. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Liliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
The Aloha Section PGA, the Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii, Folds of Honor, the recipient. We're celebrating Patriot Golf Month in September, and we're kicking it off August 30th, 11 to 2 o'clock on Tuesday at Bishop Square with 5-minute clinics and fun contests and games and door prizes. And to tell us more about celebrating Patriot Golf Month, raising money for Folds of Honor, the executive director of the Aloha Section PGA, Wes Wailihua, is here with us right now. Good morning, Wes.
Hey, Danielle. Aloha. Good morning. Thank you for having us again on the show. Always good to be with you on a Saturday morning.
You've got free clinics at the kickoff. That's down at Bishop Square. 5-minute clinics, fun contests. Who's going to come out?
Well, we're going to have all of our PGA pros out there. And just to give you a little background and history, you know, our partnership, the PGA of America's partnership with the Folds of Honor, was created with Major Dan Rooney, who had a impacting experience back in, I believe, 2005, 2006, that started the Folds of Honor, which has a mission of honoring the sacrifices of made by our fallen heroes and educating their legacy. And the Folds of Honor has carried this mission out by raising money every year through the partnership of the PGA of America to create a Patriot Golf Day, which we normally have in September during Labor Day weekend. But here in Hawaii, we're all about the Aloha spirit, and it's turned into a Patriot Golf Month, where we get our courses involved, and we've created par three contests at several courses throughout the state on each of the islands to help donate and raise money. And if people make a contribution, they can get into the par three contest and then win some great prizes from those golf courses that they'll be playing at throughout the weekend. And then that money will be donated from the section to the Folds of Honor to help create scholarships for kids of fallen heroes here in Hawaii. And last year, I think we honored about 6 families here locally. So the money does come back to the islands. It does make an impact to our military families that served and have had heroes do an outstanding job of protecting all of us and our freedom for America. So it's a great opportunity. And we, through the Growth of the Game Committee this year, decided to have a kickoff event downtown. And that's what we'll be doing on August 30th down there at Bishop Square, with some free lessons, some contests, some games that we'll be playing, as well as giving out some door prizes and trying to educate everybody about what our programs are all about, and celebrating our patriots during the month of September.
That's fabulous. When Dan Rooney was on my show back in 07, all he was asking for was a dollar added to the green fee. So if you went to the golf course, and it was happening a lot on the mainland in the beginning, of course, and then it came to Hawaii, just add a dollar. But there's accounting difficulties in our world of green fees and computerized accounting. It's very difficult to do that. And I think I applaud you, the Aloha Section PGA, for creating a month when there'll be par 3 contests at golf courses around Hawaii, at the golf courses Olomana, Coral Creek, Ko'olina, Turtle Bay, Ko'olau, Waikoloa Beach and Golf Resort, Waikoloa Village, Wailea, King Kamehameha, Kahili, the Dunes at Maui Lani, Maui Nui, Pukalani, Waiehu, Ka'anapali, Kapalua, Poipu, Kiahuna, Wailea, Wailua, Hokuala, Princeville, and the club at Hoku'ula. The club at Kukui'ula.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful that you're all going to be participating in this wonderful event. And we'll have to talk with you again coming up closer to those par 3 contests. But if you heard your golf course mentioned, you should get in touch with them right away so you can figure out how you will be involved and help raise money for Folds of Honor Foundation. HSJGA volunteers are going to be there helping out and doing all this stuff. And for military members and dependents, there's going to be free golf clinics at Leilahua, Kiahuna Golf Course, Kaneohe Clipper, and the Hickam Golf Course. So it's really, really quite fabulous. I wanted to ask you, I've always enjoyed, Wes, the Hawaii Industry Conference. Last time, Susie Whaley, the PGA of America secretary, now in position to be president, she was here, as well as Gary McCord, Larry Gilhooly, Dave Marr III, Donna Orenda. Are we going to have another one soon?
We are working on it. As you can imagine, to get some great key speakers to come to the islands, it's pretty easy to get them to come, but coordinating their schedules so they all can be here at the same time has been difficult.
Yes.
And being 2016 with the Olympics this year and golf's reintroduction into Rio, some of the major schedules had to be moved, including the PGA Championship being pushed up and the Ryder Cup being pushed back in order so that the Olympics could be held during the time period for the players that are going to be there to participate. So, you know, there's so many moving pieces in our local industry, let alone the national industry. We are constantly trying to find an opportunity, and it's always on our radar to try and get it going and to do it. We are in the process of trying to get our teaching and coaching summit back up again, and I believe we've got a target date and some great speakers that I'll share with you probably on our next call.
Excellent.
In October, but I think it'll still be a great opportunity. But going back to Patriot Golf Month, we're pretty excited this year from the section's perspective to partner with the Chamber of Commerce so we can do these free clinics for military members and their dependents that you mentioned. And those will be held throughout the month of September at Kaneohe Clipper, Leilahua, Kiahuna, and Maumalo Bay on the Hickam Air Force Base. And for more information about that, for all the military members and their dependents, they can definitely contact those facilities. And those clinics are free of charge. It's just our way of giving back to them and creating a better experience on the golf course during their leisure times away from duty.
I'm looking forward to the Mauna Lani Hawaii State Open. And I just wanted to kind of put, so we know who we're following, the drive chip putt.
Yes.
I wanted to congratulate, it's Haile Kikuchi and Samuel Pastore. They're 7-9. Sophie Christopher and Cade Kikuchi, 10-11. Sabrina Murphy and Keanu Yamamoto, 12 to 13. And is it Nike Upson, 14 and 15?
I believe that's not correct, because there was a problem with the national website that we're trying to work on.
Ah.
But I will get you those names. We are in the process of confirming with all our sub-regional winners that are going to be advancing to Riviera on September the 24th. And as soon as we get that list confirmed for those who will be traveling and representing the Aloha section of the state of Hawaii, I'll definitely forward that over to you. It is a great opportunity. Once they get to Riviera, they have a shot at getting to Augusta from there.
Yeah.
And it's a great, great experience, let alone Riviera. There's a lot of logistics involved with this one, because Riviera is a private course. Access to the course is pretty tight. So we're in the process of discussing with our partners in Southern California PGA what the process will be, and also sending a list of names of players that will be there. I will also be there to escort our group and make sure everything goes okay. So I will definitely forward you more information once we get everything finalized.
Oh, good, because I just wanted to go visit Riviera. I said, okay, can I just come and see your beautiful clubhouse? Because I see pictures all the time. And they said, no.
Well, if you want to make the trip with me on September 24th, maybe I can get you a golden ticket onto the property.
Wes Wailihua, it's good talking to you. Aloha Section PGA Executive Director. We'll talk again soon.
Mahalo, Daniel. Have a great day.
You too. And aloha. We're going to come back, talk about performance, your body, how to make it performing, how to make it perform for you, because Lance Gill is Titleist Performance Institute lead instructor, and he'll be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo, or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The signature, prime steak and seafood.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
And welcome back in the clubhouse. We have golf in the Olympics for the first time in 112 years. Golf is back. Ricky Fowler was taking it all in. And we had Matt Kuchar and Patrick Reed and Bubba Watson. No, they're still playing in the Travelers Championship. And then they'll fly to Rio, acclimate, and then they'll compete this coming week in the stroke play event, and we'll find out who is going to walk away with the gold. What was interesting was listening to Matt Kuchar say, oh, this isn't a team event. I'm playing by myself for the United States. Oh, but the other guys are good. So I'm competing against them and everybody else. he did not know. He was the last minute entrant when somebody, you know, decided not to go. And so Matt Kuchar's going, but he didn't realize it wasn't a team deal, which of course it would be cool if it was a team deal because, you know, it would just be cool. stroke play we see all the time. So the rest of the world, we focus on the tours, the PGA Tour, the European Tour, LPGA, LET, KLPGA, sometimes the Eurasian Tour. For the next 2 weeks, though, golfers are from around the world, places where golf isn't necessarily played a lot. And I was thinking about the Olympic training that goes on in other sports. I mean, the runners and the swimmers, and it's so focused, and so is golf now. Golf is hugely focused on the body, on the nutrition, on the mental side of how you focus yourself and take, watch Jason Day and his eyes when he prepares for a shot. Look at their bodies. I mean, they're working on the swing of their game. They're doing all this stuff. They have it all at their fingertips. Everything is available in the United States, in Europe, in Asia. And I was thinking, gee, I wonder about all these smaller countries. How are they preparing, and are they at a disadvantage in a way? And I couldn't help but think that Landskill Performance, his website is lgperformance.com. He's Titleist Performance Institute lead instructor. Welcome to the show, Lance.
Hi, Danielle. How are you doing?
Excellent. And welcome from the, where are you? Are you the Pacific Northwest?
Well, I'm going to be next week, but I'm in San Diego right now. Beautiful San Diego.
It is beautiful in San Diego. So am I crazy for thinking that you know, we're the only ones who have this, or are the smaller countries playing golf at a disadvantage?
Well, I think over the last 5 to 10 years, we've seen a huge influx in the ability of smaller countries to produce golfers that are absolutely amazing. Let's look at Northern Ireland or Ireland in general. I mean, very small country, and they produce nonstop golfers. Australia, not that big of a country on the grand scheme from a population standpoint, producing golfers that are off the charts good. South Korea, we don't even know if North Korea is producing good golfers, but they probably are. I don't think golf is being limited by the size of your nation or the remoteness of your nation, because the information in our industry is so prolific. And as long as you have, I guess, access to Wi-Fi, you have the ability to help improve your golf game if you just know how to look. And I think the results are showing, you know, America is not the dominant giant that it once was in the golf world, and we're seeing everyone from around the world gather in and show their strengths, if you will.
Yes, and that's the beauty of this game. We're seeing people who are coming from places where, you know, really they play golf there. And I mean, it sounds colloquial for on our side to be thinking that way, you know, that we're somehow the center of the universe, and that other countries don't see and don't have everything else that we do. They do, and that's the beauty of golf in the Olympics. Do you think it will spread the game to other countries?
Yeah, I'm really hoping it will, because this is going to be a slightly different mindset for the golf world. And, you know, it's not all about money at this point. And these golfers are shifting their focus to actually playing for country. And you can see it. You saw it in Ricky Fowler's face last night when he was on TV. I mean, this guy is one of the top five golfers notoriety on the planet. He was an absolute wonder just being there. And, you know, I've worked with Ricky for a long, long time, since he was a little boy. And this is a dream that he probably never thought he was going to be able to play in. I remember golf when it was first played in the Olympics 110 years ago. I was just a little boy. So, I mean, it's getting back, and we're really happy for it.
When someone prepares to play in the Olympics, this is of course, we play it on the professional level here. Everybody's paid to. So I wonder how much time a person actually needs to put into the game to play Olympic golf against the professionals.
Well, and this is the unique thing. Most Olympians prepare either their whole life or for a period of 4 years to culminate in one event. Golf is such a different sport that the preparation is going to be much different. Most of the ladies and the men that are in Rio right now are just coming off one of their final majors of the year, either the PGA Championship or the Ladies British Open. They're already prepared. They're at the height of their periodization, as we call it in the business. They don't need to do anything radically different outside of what you said, acclimatized to the Brazil weather and the fact that it's winter down there. And from what I hear, the toilets flush backwards. A lot of things they have to adjust to.
Yes. Yes. Well, and that's why I thought Ricky is at an advantage over Matt Kuchar and Bubba Watson, Patrick Reed, going down after Travelers Championship and having to, they've got what, 3 days? Travel Sunday, Monday, then Tuesday, then they start playing on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it's wow.
Yeah, I know some of these high-level tour players. They know their own body. Some of them like to come in really quick under the cover of darkness and not allow their bodies that chance to integrate into their new environment in a negative way. Some like to be there a week, week and a half early. So every golfer is a little bit different in how they adapt. I know Tiger for a long time will go to the Masters a couple weeks beforehand and play the course. Phil's done this a lot, and that works for them, whereas some of these guys like to, and girls like to come right in and just be absolutely immersed into it. So I guess to each their own, and if you know your body, you know your schedule, it'll end up translating into performance.
I was looking at your website about, and something that I'd never read before, I thought this would be good for people who, power screening. What's that?
Power screening. So, you know, in my world, in the performance world, we need to, everybody wants to hit it farther, first of all. That is a fact. That's like one of the golden rules, taxes, death, and hitting it farther. Mm-hmm. And power equals hitting that little white object farther. So when we're doing screens on our golfers, we're looking at your body's ability to produce power. And it can come from multiple sources. Number one, your legs. So I'm going to test how well you can produce vertical power with your legs. Then I'm going to look at push power. So with your upper body, how much can you push in an explosive manner? And then I'm going to look at pull power. How much can you pull in an explosive manner? And then if you add all three of those power sources, you get rotation. So I'll then measure you rotationally, both left and right. And I think that's a something to note, because our research is showing more and more, like, all these golfers that you're going to see on TV coming up this week in the Olympics, they hit it far. I mean, little Ricky Fowler, he's not the biggest guy in the world. He can hit it over 330. It's absolutely astounding. But they have ability to produce power right-handed, their dominant hand, as well as left-handed. So it's kind of cool to be able to screen somebody for power to identify where their weaknesses are.
This is Lance Gill, Lance Gill Performance. You can find him at lgperformance.com, Titleist Performance Institute lead instructor, and he's owner and president of LG Performance in Oceanside, California. Okay, how do you test for something like that? Do you have something like electrodes that tell you, or do you just watch?
Well, I think it's a lot simpler than that. And, you know, on multiple islands over in Hawaii, I've instructed many high-level professionals, medical and fitness and golf pros, to be able to do this for your listeners. And what it is going to be, it's a simple vertical jump test. So let's talk about the lower body power. I want to know what your vertical jump is from a standing position returning to the exact same position. And I'm going to measure that in inches. The second test is going to be a chest pass, like in basketball, from a seated position. And you're going to take a 4-kilogram medicine ball for men. For ladies and juniors, we'll go right around 2 kilograms. And you're going to perform a chest pass. And I'm going to determine how far you can throw that ball in feet.
Wow.
And then I'm going to do a sit-up throw for the pull power. And the sit-up throw is going to be on the ground in a sit-up position. And you're going to sit up and throw the ball as far as you can, like a soccer throwing. Measure that in feet. Now, here's where the beauty comes in. The best players on the planet, the longest players on the planet, possess two characteristics. Number one, the men will throw the ball over 22 feet. On the chest pass, the sit-up throw, and their vertical inch will be over 22 inches. The second characteristic is that all three of their numbers are relatively the same. So you take a a guy like Ricky, we're using him, he'll have basically a 23, 23, 23 across the board. So there's no weak zones in his body's ability to produce power. Whereas an amateur might come in at a 12 sit-up and throw, a 14 chest pass, and an 18 vertical. There's a lot of disparity between the two, and ultimately I know which section of the body isn't producing power. That's the one we go and train.
So, and that knowing that is important because that weakness turns into a potential injury while the other parts overwhelm that part of your body.
100%. Now, like I said, every single person wants to hit it farther. And I don't think the Olympics are going to help that because they're going to be on TV and all these young kids from around the world that weren't exposed to golf are going to go out and try to swing like these pros, which is good. But their bodies aren't ready. So if there is a weak zone or a dysfunction, well, that could lead to a couple things: pain, compensation, or dysfunction. All three of those are bad. So we got to make sure our golfers are what we call bulletproof to avoid those three bad demons.
Wow. I think this is from you. Golf is more than a game. It's a journey. And enjoy the journey. To make it positive, you need a plan of attack. So this is part of the plan of attack, right? Figuring out your power screening and what you need to do to get stronger in certain places.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've worked for years on movement science with my mentors from the States, Mike Boyd, Tab Blackburn, Skip Hunter. And these guys are absolute brilliant minds in the field of medicine and movement screening. I've adapted it along with Dr. Rose out at TPI to help understand how to apply it to golf. And if you don't know, you're guessing. And it's not good enough in our game anymore to guess. So we don't have to guess. You had the golf tech guy on earlier. Brilliant. Love it. They don't guess. They use science behind everything from club fitting to technique to body awareness. And ultimately what happens is you have a better solution and the game becomes more enjoyable. That's what we need in this industry.
Yes, absolutely. And quicker.
And quicker, yes.
I played 18 with a group, and I couldn't believe we were still there 5.5 hours later. It was excruciating. At some point, you know, we need to move the game a little bit quicker because 6 hours was a long time. This is Lance Gill. Lance Gill Performance, lgperformance.com, Titleist Performance Institute lead instructor. He played at the highest level for over 30 years and 15 years of experience in golf-specific physical training. Lance Gill has the tools for the student and for the teacher to evaluate the student. What if we want to find somebody, TPI? Tell us about the TPI certification. I know you guys recently had one big one in the Pacific Northwest. What, there are three different levels. Can you break that down?
Yeah, so our goal, and this is under Dr. Greg Rose and the Titleist Performance Institute, we found out a long time ago that the body has a big role in the golf swing. And so we started a seminar class that will focus on medical fitness and golf professionals all together in one room as a team. And the purpose was to help all those professions work the human body better for golf, to make it easier for you. I have spent the last 20 years of my career educating people from around the world, many, many, many from Hawaii, and helping them apply these techniques in their own businesses, their own medical practices, gyms, or golf courses. And it's as simple as going to mytpi.com, and then there's a tab that says Find an Expert. And you just type in your zip code, your city, or whatever, and you'll find people that are certified in what we do at the Titleist Performance Institute and can help you understand your body better. I think it's imperative. To me, it's the first step, if you're going to start playing golf, is to make sure your body can do what your golf pro is asking. Because if it can't, you're going to run into a brick wall, and that's a problem. So it's free to go and take a look, mytpi.com, and you can find experts around the world to help you in all corners.
Absolutely great. You are, you know, Lance Gill, Lance Gill Performance, lgperformance.com. That's where you find Lance. He's got a master's in sports medicine and a BA in kinesiology. You knew what you wanted to do right out of the gate, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I've probably mentioned it before, but both my parents are physical therapists, so I grew up sitting around the kitchen table at dinner time listening to oblique strains and adductor tears. I mean, It's not what I would think a normal child should grow up with, but sports medicine has been in my life forever. And I played college golf in Virginia, and, you know, kind of, I knew I wasn't going to be a tour golfer. Let's just say that. So I kind of made the best of what I had, and it's been a great ride so far.
It's awesome. It really is, Lance. And it's mytpi.com, where you can find out who here in Hawaii or wherever you happen to be in the world, you can find out where there is a TPI certified person who can help you so that when you go out, you stay healthy in golf or whatever endeavor you pursue. Lance Gill, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. We'll see you soon, and you keep on pushing the information. You're great at what you do.
And I will keep calling you and saying, can you come on the show again, please?
Listen, I'm going to come there, and I'm going to come live once. I promise you that.
Oh, that would be so cool. You'd be right here. There's lots of room. I've got four chairs.
I love it.
Aloha, Lance.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to come back and talk with Bill Cuevas. He's going to talk to us about some of the things he's been reviewing for golfbald.com. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Liliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. We have none other than the Golf Father. That's the Golf Father on Twitter. William Cuevas, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
That's such a cool name. Who got you to do that? I mean, that's taking a step, a leap into the unknown when you decide to call yourself the Golf Father.
I didn't decide to call myself that. It was a bunch of guys. We got together all on social media, never met each other. All we did was talk about golf and the new stuff coming out. And somebody said, hey, let's create the Fairway Mafia. And that... Then they were like, they started giving names, and you're going to be the Golf Father, and everybody had their own name, and the rest is history.
Yeah, it
stuck with me. Yeah, it stuck. So, I mean, lucky for me, you know, they decided to make me the Golf Father because, I mean, it stuck, and I was blessed that way. Thank you.
Yes, you were, because it'd be kind of weird to call yourself that, right? It's kind of,
yes.
It's got to be somebody else calling you that.
Yes.
Let me just do something real quick. It's one of those legal ID things. KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. So, you know, I was looking all the things that you do. We talked about Folds of Honor earlier.
Yes.
What we do in Hawaii is a whole month. You know, did you hear the problem?
Yes.
There is? Yes.
You know, I listened to the show. I was impressed the whole month.
Yep.
You know, not for nothing. I have this thing that I think every day should be that. You know what I mean? We need to, you know, everybody has their Red Fridays. They have this day. We have Patriot Golf Day. I think every day we need to celebrate our troops and honor them in any way possible. You know, I've been a Folds of Honor guy from the very beginning. I love them. I've been fortunate enough to meet them. I just went to Indiana for the first time to participate in Folds of Honor Indiana. It was a great event. So, I mean, that's what I do. I think 365 days should be dedicated to that. I mean, it doesn't take long to support our troops. They do it. We need to do our part.
What did you do in Connecticut?
No, it was in Indiana.
In Indiana, rather, yes. I don't know how I got to Connecticut.
We actually went out to Indiana to do the Folds of Honor event. They got chapters now. That's how big they've been growing. Originally, when I first started following and became a wingman, it was just Major Dan Rooney and Major Ed over in Oklahoma. I went to that event twice. You know, I'm planning to go again. But this year, I wanted to do the Indiana event, which is a chapter. And it was great because now there's chapters popping up all around the states. And, I mean, you guys are doing a whole month. But, you know, like in Indiana, one of the girls there, the young ladies, is starting a junior chapter for the Folds of Honor of Indiana, where she's getting the younger kids involved in it as herself. I think she's like 13 years old, the daughter of Mike Daggett. So, you know, you go to see that these young kids are being impacted, and they're the future, you know, for this program and for golf and everything else. So I really fell in love with the fact that they have this junior program coming out for the Folds of Honor, and I think it's great to start them young.
And Major Rooney was amazing.
Yes.
When he was on the show the year it started, and it was not talked about. Hardly anybody knew it. You know, he told me the story about his experience being on the plane and seeing the body being taken off and realizing, you know, there's a family devastated and what could he do about it? And it was, I mean, it makes me cry every time I think about it.
Yes.
And, you know, and for it to grow to the level that it has just shows that, you know, regardless of how we disagree politically or any of that stuff, the bottom line is this country's got a big heart.
Yes.
And it will come out. It will support. And, you know, what the politicians do, that's what they do. And I you know, want to stay as far away from that as possible.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I definitely stay away from that. But you're watching growth. Everybody has some kind of connection to the military. I know you do.
Yes.
You know I do. When I first heard Dan's story was when my daughter got deployed for the first time. And she ended up getting deployed three times after that. So, you know, you don't ever want that to be you. You don't ever want to have yourself in that kind of situation. And you don't want to help after the fact. You know what I mean? So I was like, you know what? It could always happen, but it has happened. And I want to support something like this, something as worthy as it is. And I've never stopped, and I don't believe I ever will. I mean, I go all year round trying to do my best and my part to do it. You know,
William Kouibis has a personal connection to being wounded in the line of duty when he was shot as a police officer.
No, I wasn't shot.
You weren't?
No, thank goodness. Woo! No. I was injured. I am retired from. I got hurt in line of duty, but it wasn't shot. Thank goodness.
Oh, good, because that's huge. But still, injured in the line of duty. That's still big.
Yeah.
You know, it gives you a feeling of connectedness to the people who have that experience. There's when I talk to my friends who are involved in the military, and they created the program that Wounded Warrior Program. It's completely different. No one gets paid to do this, right? It was developed by Steve Greiner. And at Fort Belvoir, at the golf course there. Mm-hmm. And the people that I met when I went there, they just had been blown up, as they said.
Yes.
The concussion from an explosion, they had no, you know, you wouldn't know they're injured. You can't see anything. But it's traumatic, and it affects your brain. Yes.
I heard the show. It was a great show. It was a whole different thing, you know, from what I've seen. I've actually seen, we have a VA hospital here close by, and I donate equipment before because I used to see them at the range. They used to bring the patients there for therapy, which I thought was amazing how they would do that. I mean, I loved it. I mean, it connects them to, you know, to something, you know what I mean? Gets them out there, they're participating, they're having fun, they're enjoying it. Nobody sees the hidden damage on the inside.
Yeah, the wounds, you know what I mean? That, yes, yeah, are not visible.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to shift gears here from, okay, Folds of Honor. And I was looking at the plane swing.
Yes.
And that's an expensive investment. It's almost $1,000, $698. Okay, let's round it up to seven plus tax.
Yep.
And it's large. It's, mm-hmm, it's a device that will stand up in your yard, mm-hmm, and it has the span of a golf swing. Mm-hmm. So what does it do?
Well, I'm actually heading out there this week for the very first time. It's been in the works for a long time for me to get out there. I've been trying to hook up with Tony Clark for a long time on getting on it. But a lot of the courses where they give lessons, the instructors, that's where I've seen them at. When I visited Doral, when I was lucky and I won that competition, I went out to Doral, Trump Doral in Miami. They actually had a whole bunch of them. They had like three or four different ones all over the place where they were giving instructions on them. So instructors are using them, and they help you get on plane and stay on plane. And it's like doing your 100 swings a day. It becomes muscle memory and stuff like that. So the sessions, I believe, are 60 minutes to an hour and a half that you can get them from the coaches and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm going for. I'm going to do the 90-minute session for the first time, see how, I mean, people were talking about seeing the effects in their shot within, you know, as from going from there right to the course and playing. And that's what I intend to do. I'm going to go over there, you know, hook up with them, get the session, and then go right to the course and play in Orlando.
Fabulous. So this plane swing, mm-hmm, will it, everybody's swing is different. Mm-hmm. Is it adjustable? Do you know?
Yes. It gets you, the back piece goes up and down to fit into your swing. You sit and, you know, you can see where you stand, and then your arc is the way it goes. You'll see the back part that goes up and down.
So are you going to write a review for golfball.com?
Yes, I'm going to take a lot of pictures. I'm going to post some results on there as well. Yeah, you know, I'm going to go from, we're going to do the session. We're going to take pictures. We're going to have an interview over lunch. We're going to play some golf and go from there.
Sounds like fun.
Day.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun day.
What's Puka Hats?
Puka Hats. Puka's more than just hats, but it's Puka Inc. But I actually went after Indiana. When I finished in Indiana, they've been over there for the Folds of Honor. I went to Puka for the first time for the HQ. They make my hats, and they do apparel. They do a lot of companies' hats. They got into the surfing industry where they make the hats for the surfers. They do a lot of the LPGA Girl Pro hats. They're all custom. They got into apparel this year where they're making shirts. So they're making customized shirts. But they've been around for quite a few years now, but they're expanding into all kinds. They're going into athletic wear. There's a lot of things that they're doing and they've been getting into. And they're sort of like the quiet brand.
You know what Puka means in Hawaii?
Uh-uh.
It means whole.
Whole? Oh,
Puka.
Really?
Yes, it's Puka. There's not two Ks, uh-huh, but
oh,
so when I saw Puka hats,
yeah,
I don't imagine it means whole.
Yeah, well, their whole thing is be original, and their owners are amazing. It's Sean Rogers, and I mean, I've been around on social media for a while, so I fell in love with them from the very beginning, and I love their hats. And then I had a bunch of Puka hats, and it just kept growing from there. Then they started making my hats. So this was the first time. Usually when I make my hats, I did it from home. So I went on, I said I wanted this, and then it go to them, then they email me back, and I emailed them back, and went, no, let's do this, let's try this. This is the first time I actually got to go there and go through the whole entire process of from beginning to the end. I want this material, I want this, I want my logo here, let's expand the logo, let's shrink this logo, let's add this color. So the experience overall, I was doing the actual hat and shirt. I spent like 2 hours there doing that particular stuff before, you know, walking around and looking at all the stuff that goes behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing process, and that's what the companies go through. I mean, if you wanted to make your hats, you would go through the same process that I had just gone through. If you wanted to do it through headquarters, or you can do it, you know, online. But it was just something that, you know, we've been talking about for years, about actually getting there to doing it, so I could actually see what happens when they make the girls' hats from the LPGA. They usually bring them there, and they sit with one of the guys that designers, and they make the hats and the shirts and the stuff. So it was a good experience for me. I really enjoyed that one.
So it's pukainc.com, yes. And there's one with a honu. There's a hat with a little turtle, sea turtle, and we call those are honus. So there's a puka hat with a honu on it. The cap styling, you can free contrast color options, visor stitching options, fabric options, color palette, styling features, custom appliques, graphic locations, adjustable closure options, popular drop graphics, visor options. I mean, you really put together your hat.
Oh yeah. Wait till you see the picture of my new one. Oh, because this is the first time that I really went full. I decided I wanted to go USA theme this time, and I think it's going to be really nice when it comes out.
Oh, so it's not the Golf Father.
It is a Golf Father hat. I'm going to say yes. It is the Golf Father hat. Yes, but it's going to be themed for USA because I love the USA. I love my country. I'm proud of it. And, you know, I just thought that I wanted something different this year. I have my red, I have my blue, I have my camo, I have black, I have white. Every year I've done something different. This year I wanted to go a little over the top, and I was lucky enough that I got to do it while I was there, so I could see it as it was being done and actually experience the whole thing. So I went crazy, and I'm really looking forward to this one to come.
It's like, you know, being part of the process. I've stitched my hat, my
yes,
pukainc.com hat. William Guibas, time flies when you're having fun. Did you know that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I have this great group of people who make this show possible. I need to thank them, and I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thanks
it's
for
always
having me.
Fun. So yeah. When you go to the swing plane or plane swing, mm-hmm. It's plane swing or swing plane?
Plane swing. Plane swing, yep.
They need to get one over here. That would be fun. It would be fun, yes, mm-hmm. to actually be able to do that and groove the swing. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Aloha.
Aloha.
And I want to thank all the people who make the show possible. Introducing our new sponsor, you've heard all about them, Raynor Doors. The overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, 2-time Aloha Section PGA of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, Aimpoint Certified, Golf Channel Lead Coach. He's been featured on Morning Drive, Golf Channel's Academy Life. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. He's over at Ko'olina. Lady Ha Bakery, yes, my favorite, always perfect. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, Lady Ha Bakery, at the counter or at a table. I always feel at home with friends, even if I go alone. You know, it's like you run into somebody, great food, and then you walk through the bakery on the way out and you got to take something home. It's like old times. At Lady Ha Bakery, Poi Pu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poi Pu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. They've got Vokey wedges for 109, a couple left. You know, Vokey wedges, 109. Poi Pu Bay Golf Course. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, you're a store, you're a custom home, you're a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. You don't want the water leaking out of your pipes. That's a nightmare. Creative Plumbing. And remember, there's a flash flood watch in effect Monday and Sunday. So it starts tomorrow through Monday. Gosh, it sounds awful lot like Darby. Please, Howard, don't be Darby. The Irish Washerwoman, personalized house and condo cleaning that makes you go, wow, every time you walk into a room cleaned by the Irish Washerwoman. You can find her at irishwasherwoman.com. Shannon, she's really cool. The Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant, beautiful, juicy steak. And love the furikake ahi and the excellent wine service they have. I enjoyed the signature vodka cocktail. You can finish with the new Fuji apple pie. Excellent service at the Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant on the 36th floor of the Ala Moana Hotel. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.